Hey, what's up, everyone? My name's Preston.
Yetiendo.
And this is the last episode of Typical Podcast.
What?
For what this year. No.
Oh, Jesus.
Whoa. No, okay.
Got him.
No, I'm kidding. All right. No. Actually, wait. When this episode comes out, it would already be the new year.
So. The first episode of the year.
Starting off wrong. Here we go. New Year's. It's a new year. You know, actually, time isn't real.
Time?
Yeah. Now, you want me to blow your mind, actually?
Dude.
This is how this is my way of thinking. I don't think this way all the time, but because, you know, we need time to make sense of stuff. But yeah, time isn't real. Like, there's no such thing as ages and numbers. Wait, no, hold on. Sorry. There are numbers. Anyway. You know what? Fuck that. Sorry. That's stupid.
Are you trying to say that time is like a line that's always going forward?
What I'm trying to say is time was an instrument that we used to calculate things. Like, we could say, oh, this expires in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
4 weeks. Why 4 weeks?
What? Why 4 weeks?
I'm sorry, dude. I don't know. I'm sorry, guys. I'm like I said, I was on vacation mode. I haven't been.
He's on the verge of discovering something.
No, I'm not. You know, screw. I'm not apologizing for anything. This is me. This is who I am. You know, sometimes I forget. Sometimes I'm not gonna lie. I play into a character a little bit when I'm doing the podcast because, you know, I just feel like, oh, let me try to be entertaining. Or not even like in a forceful way. It's just more so like, I'm like, oh, let me.
It's just who you like to be when you're on the podcast.
Yeah, I see a joke opportunity. I might try to reach for it.
Yeah.
But sometimes in the pursuit of greatness, you forget to be good. You know?
You're not good anymore?
No, I am. But here, that's what I'm trying to say. I want to be great. I'm sure everyone wants to be great, right? Like, you want to be great. I want to
be
great.
The greatest of all time.
Yeah, exactly. But when you try to be great, sometimes you don't even become good.
No. That's very true. I mean,
yeah.
When I was in my ups and downs, the greatest times were in those. And you know what? I got knocked down.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I'm not great.
Yeah, that's good. See, that's actually, I don't know.
I don't know what I was saying.
What? You don't know what you were saying?
No.
Were you just speaking?
I just.
I thought you were going somewhere with it.
I was going somewhere with it, but then I lost my train of thought.
All right. Okay. What I was saying was that the greatness, I want to be great, but if I try to be great, if I'm pursuing to be great, I'm not even going to be good. That's at least that's what I believe in. So I'm dialing it back. I'm not apologizing for just messing up my words or saying something about time that I don't know. I don't know. I'm just a young adult. I do a podcast. Podcasts are for old people, typically, usually. And you know what? That might even run into the theme of the name being typical. I didn't know that at the time. Maybe I'm going to make that part of the meaning. Because I'm just a young adult. I don't know things in the world. Earlier today, I got gas station. I didn't get gas station. I went to the gas station to get gas, and I paid with cash instead of a card. And normally, I've never done that before. I've seen in movies, hey, yo, 20 on 5, and I'm like, oh, that's how they do it in movies. So I was with Fernando today, and I was like, hey, I need to go get gas, but I'm going to do it with cash. And he was like, oh, cash. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it with cash. I've never done it before. And then you were like, good luck, man. Go in there with confidence. Don't act like you've done it before. And I was like, okay.
He wore his chest on his shoulders. And
yeah.
And yeah, he missed the gas tank.
No, I didn't. No, shut up. Hold on. No, so I'm at the gas station. I'm just a young adult, okay? I'm still figuring things out. You're still figuring things out. We'll get to what your gas station story in a second. But so I go in. I put on my mask. I get out the car. I'm by the pump. Fernando says, hey, it's 5. I look over to confirm it is 5. Walking into the gas station, open the door. I see the gentleman. I have the $20 in my, like, in between my index and middle finger, like, with that wavy thing, and I'm like, hey.
Swag.
Yeah, and I just simply say, $20 on five. He didn't even question it. He didn't even know I've never done that before.
Yeah.
He grabs it, puts it in. I just stand there because I'm not sure if I'm supposed to walk away afterwards, but then he gives me a receipt, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's what I was waiting for.
Yeah, and when you started standing still, so like, does he know what to do?
Yeah. So then he hands me the receipt, and I didn't see him press a button or anything, so I was like, okay. So then I turn around, walk out, as if I would just completed the ultimate heist in the world. Then I grabbed the pump thing. Fernando was like, do you think, hey, is it close enough? And I was like, yeah, I'm sure it's close enough. I grabbed the pump thing. I go, doom. It gets tugged because I'm not close enough. So I'm like, hey, Fernando, hold this. And then I pull up a little bit more. Then I put it in and then get the gas.
Yeah.
And that's I've and never that's done that before. So like I was saying, I don't care if I mess up. You know, that's just life. Fernando has a gas station story.
I have a gas station story, I guess.
He's also a young adult. He's stupid. I'm stupid. We're figuring things out.
We all make mistakes. We're trying to figure out life, you know.
Yeah, you know what this podcast is? We don't have experience.
Yeah.
We're just talking about the things now exactly. rather than things we've done because we haven't done much, obviously. That's just how it is. Yeah. I've done how many episodes of this? 97? Yeah, this is going to be the 97th episode, I think.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
I've been talking about bullshit every single episode. I speak as if like I've done things before. I haven't done as much stuff. I'm not an adventurer. I've done things that I'm proud of. I've talked about random stuff. Anyway, what I'm saying is I don't know what this podcast is, but I enjoy doing it, and I hope you guys enjoy listening to it. Sometimes it's nonsense. Sometimes it's heartfelt. Sometimes we get into it. Other times, Fernando will share an embarrassing story. Here we go.
Okay. So, the moral of the story, you don't try to impress a girl trying to, like...
Don't try to act like you know something when you actually don't.
I mean, I'm going to be honest.
Wait, hold on.
Do it anyway.
Yeah, I literally just did that.
Yeah. Wait. So, this girl was going to a gas station. She wanted some help. And what's it called? I didn't know how to put gas in. I just knew like what buttons to press, and I was all like,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go flex right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, she was like, I need gas, Fernando. Could you help me? And you're like, yeah.
Yeah, and I went to the gas station with her, and I go. I'm looking at things. I'm pressing the buttons. I'm like, full of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
I grabbed the gas tank.
The pump thing.
The pump.
Yeah.
And I go to put it in the car.
Put it in the car.
And I pressed the thing.
You squeeze it.
And I let it go.
And you let go.
And it only charged like a couple cents. And it was just like the most embarrassing thing ever. I went around, I was like, dude, this it's not working. I wanted to go in there and complain to the guy.
Yeah. It was everyone's fault but yours.
But
and
mine.
Hers. You were just you were just like, damn.
And
I feel like you could have been like, damn, your car, it wasn't taking gas this time. Your car had some issues. I don't know what's going on.
Your car's full.
Might have to go.
The meter's broken.
Yeah.
I don't know, but
yeah.
I'd do it again.
Yeah. That's the point. We're figuring life out.
Exactly.
All right. We're not like 30 and having children. You know, we don't have stories about kids. We have our stories. And our stories are just as good as celebrity stories or other people's stories. Right, Fernando? We are our own people. And I believe every word I said. Almost every word. I'm not going to lie. Not almost. Adults aren't better than us. Wait, are we? We're adults, right? Yeah,
we're adults.
Yeah, I'm an adult. I'm 21. Holy shit.
No.
Yeah, I'm legally like full-on adult.
Yeah, you're legally full-on adult.
I think you're still a young adult until you're like past 25.
I'm half adult.
Nah, you're 18?
19.
19? Yeah, right.
Half adult.
Yeah.
I could almost do anything I want.
You're a legal adult.
A legal
adult. You're... No.
I'm...
I mean, yes. I mean, yes and no. I'm 19. Think once you're past 21, yeah, you are full on adult, yeah, legally.
Like do your own thing.
Yeah, you can drink, do all that stuff, blah blah blah. But I guess, you know, it's different everywhere. That's what I mean. Our experiences are not everyone else's experiences.
Yeah.
Right? And going into the new year, everyone's going to have new experiences.
Yeah.
What's something you want to do this new year?
Something I want to do this
2022.
I'm going to drop a YouTube video. That's what I'm going to do.
He's going to do a YouTube video.
I'm going to make a YouTube video.
He's going to make a YouTube video.
And I'm going to be the next number one artist in the world.
And he's going to be the next number one artist in the world. In that 1 year, he will accomplish that, or plans to accomplish that. I hope to be in a movie. That's what I want to do. I want to be in a movie. I want to get cast into a movie.
That's a good one.
I want to do more acting stuff.
Yeah.
I would like to have more listeners for this podcast. My main goal is to get cast into a movie, right?
Yeah.
I want to do more acting stuff. And I just want to work harder and smarter.
Yeah. And so what would you say your New Year's resolution is? Work harder and smarter? Or
I'll tell you what it is. Are you ready?
I'm ready, bro.
Okay, not minus the Kanye part, but yeah, I want to be all, yeah. But I'm not in that, just so we're clear. I don't want to be classified as like an alpha bro or something where I'm like, gotta get that grind, gotta get that work. I'm not like that at all.
Yeah, I'm kind of like that.
Yeah, yeah, you are.
Yeah, I'm just like, we gotta go harder, bro.
We gotta go harder than,
I said to him earlier, we gotta go harder than harder.
Dude, you were like, dude, we're gonna go harder than we've ever gone hard. And I was like what okay.
What the fuck is the kid saying?
Like, what do you mean? It's like
this ain't funny ass stuff.
Yeah. Dude, I got this for Christmas, this jacket.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's glow in the dark.
Hollister your body.
It's glow in the dark. I want it.
Glow in the dark?
Yeah, have you ever gotten glow in the dark clothes? You for sure. Every kid has had glow in the dark something. I mean a clothing.
I got like a work shirt that's glow in the dark.
Okay, yeah. I kinda wish glow in the dark clothing was a little brighter. It's honestly, it's not that impressive.
Mm.
Like, you go into a dark space, and, like, it's kind of there.
Yeah.
But, like, when I'm falling asleep in this hoodie, I want it, like, I want me, to, when I look down, I want it to blind me.
Yeah. You know what? I have this blanket in my room. It's not like it was glow-in-the-dark material, but, like, yeah. These LED lights I have in my room make it light up, like, so, like, bright, and it's pretty cool. And it's just like neon green when I sleep in my room. Just beaming off my blanket.
Hmm.
I'll have to show you later.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You gotta show me that.
Yeah.
The hell is glow in the dark stuff?
Glow in the dark stuff?
Yeah, like.
Like, what is it made out of?
Yeah, like, this just looks white. But it has something in it. Maybe not that important. We don't have the answer to that, so why? Maybe we shouldn't dwell on it.
Yeah, now you're making me wonder what the hell invisible ink is.
It's invisible. So it's been a couple weeks, and Abram's not here. He, I guess, was around a child that had COVID, so he decided, or not decided, he's quarantining. So shout out to Abram. Stay safe. Be brave. I'm sure by the time this is out, we'll know if you're dead or alive.
Mm.
So yeah, Christmas. I went to my brother's and had Christmas down south in SoCal.
Oh, wow, that's cool. Where in SoCal?
In Temecula.
I do not know where that
is. I don't know. It's between San Diego and LA.
Oh, that's cool.
It's like a city.
Do you have a nice little family gathering? You
know, yeah, it was cool. It was pretty chill. It was usually when I go on vacations with like family or something, I'm trying to make a video or planning stuff.
Yeah.
But I purely was just, I was chilling.
Just that's nice.
Pure empty mind, not thinking about making videos, not thinking about, oh, let me go invite Fernando. I wasn't thinking about you at all. At all. Like, not even a little bit. I wasn't thinking about anyone, to be honest. My mind was just completely empty.
Okay.
But yeah, and then you ruined it because you Snapchatted me. You started messaging me, and I was like, oh shit, this guy.
Yeah,
I remember him.
I just had ideas. I hit him up for a YouTube meeting.
Yeah, it was actually kind of, I kind of laughed a little bit because you haven't done that before. You never just been like, yo, I got an idea. Let's meet up. And I was like, oh shit, damn. You snapped me back into reality. You snapped me back into that mode. But yeah.
Do you want to tell him what the idea was?
Yeah, your idea. Oh my god, your idea was for me to act. Long story short, was for me to act as Michael Jackson, or act as someone like I was playing a character. I'm acting, and then I just snap into some random celebrity or something.
Yeah.
So that didn't. We didn't do that yet. Probably not. But
probably never. But. Yeah. I just had an idea and I went for it. Yeah,
that was your idea. I wasn't thinking of any ideas for anything. And then you just go, hey, let's talk ideas. Mm-hmm. And that was the idea.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, but that's how my Christmas was. That's what I did. What did you do?
I had a nice little family gathering, you know. Got to see some of my little cousins, some of the older adults and, like...
people you haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, it was just nice meeting them. And mm-hmm. I got blacked out drunk.
Do you know what you plan on doing this year?
Let's see, what I plan on doing. You got any big plans for YouTube this year coming up?
For YouTube? Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we've been working on a short film for a while.
I do know.
It's been quite some time. I've been trying to. There's been some complications, but yeah, I hope to get that out. Yeah. Actually, I hope to have that done, or at least done filming, before January ends.
Oh, yeah.
If we're done filming before January ends, then I'm happy. If not, I'm going to be a little mad and annoyed, but you know, I'm still going to... It's going to be done no matter what. It's going to get done.
I'm actually really excited. Yeah. The time we put into this is good. It's my favorite thing we've worked on.
Yeah, we can't overhype it because again, we're like beginners and stuff. I had to teach a lot of the people on that were helping or that are in it. I had to teach them a lot about equipment stuff, and I as myself was learning about some equipment stuff every now and then because we were using new things, new stuff, and I haven't done something to this scale before.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm really excited for that, and then. Well, this already, I guess by the time this comes out, I had the vlog that came out last Friday. It was different. It was different. It was like when we played pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was, yeah. It was pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah. And I hope to do more stuff like that, more vlogs and stuff, but. Honestly, I just want to do more things, right? Like, I haven't been making TikTok videos that much. but I might get back into it. I had the idea to post some of my favorite TikTok videos or those short videos on my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I just don't know how that'll integrate well or if that'll be annoying. But I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, that's it. I just want to do some more stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You should... being productive and hardworking.
It is. I find myself. It's very easy for me to just not do something because there's, you know, I'm in my house. It's comfortable here. There's video games and all that.
Yeah.
So, my brother was giving me advice to like set a schedule. I used to have a schedule when I was doing like TikToks every day, for like the year that I was doing it.
Yeah.
I had. I was like. Wouldn't play video games until after 2 p.m. or something, at least. And then I would be filming TikToks, and then I would edit TikToks. And then I kind of started to get lazy with it a little bit.
Damn.
But, yeah, I hope to do more. I hope to do more stuff.
Yeah, no, definitely. Back on the grind and stuff.
Yeah.
I believe in you.
Yeah, we got to work harder than ever.
Harder than
gotta
hard.
Got to go as hard as possible.
Harder than hard.
Harder than hard. The hardest.
And then harder.
And then harder. Yeah, do you have anything to say? I'm thinking about we could just end it, but if you have a story, you got something cool. What do you want to talk about?
Two songs coming out in January. You better be ready. Let's go. Yeti Endo on all platforms.
Yeah, are you being serious?
Yeah. Confirmed? I'm going to drop some friggin' heat.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, you heard it. He's going to have songs coming out. We're going to have more videos coming out. Thank you guys for watching or listening to Typical. And this is the new year.
Yep. You guys have a good year.